You're listening to Minor Talk On Demand exclusively on 600 ESPN El Paso. Stay up to date with Minor Talk by downloading the free 600 ESPN El Paso mobile app.
Now to Terrell. Terrell front court, 8 left. Terrell left corner, Bynum. Bynum pulls up. He shoots. He hits it with 2.9 seconds left. It's a two-point shot.
What a game. What a game. And that's how it all ends right there. UTEP defeats Liberty 72-70 on the road, avenging a 28-point loss that they had at home against New Mexico State. And they do it in a crazy, crazy fashion, almost a buzzer-beating fashion, just like Sal Montes, buzzer-beating fashion, getting that great audio there by Voice of the Miners, John Teicher. Ahmad Bynum finishes the game with 13 points. And Sal, how will you remember this one? Do you remember this one as the Ahmad Bynum hitting two big shots to close out this game to win it on the road? Do you remember this one as the Kevin Kalu out from this game and Elijah Jones, Derek Hamilton step up in his absence to score 16 points? Or do you remember this one right here as the Miners just gutting out a gritty win on the road against a Liberty team that has become a true rival for UTEP in this conference?
I'm going to remember it as the Goldin special. I thought he coached his butt off tonight, and his counterpart, Coach McKay, who's an exceptional coach over there with Liberty. Man, it was back and forth. That's just one part of it, though. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can look at it and take from it, but coaching is one. Bynum hitting his big shots, the step-ins for Jones and Hamilton filling in for Kalu and doing a great job. Good time management as well. There's just so many you could take from it, but I gotta go coaching route.
Oh, what a game it was. We'll ask our brain trust over here. We got Alberto Retta. We've got George Guajardo in the building as well. They got a chance to watch this one right here. We'll ask them, and we'll ask you, 915-505-6009. Are you back in on this team right now despite the terrible loss? Are you just conflicted right now, kind of cautiously optimistic on this team right now? And where are you at currently with UTEP basketball? People were out last week. I mean, Michael Bacon's already tweeting us a storm right now of asking everybody to, check their receipts on Twitter and see all the people who are saying stuff like fire Golding and this team is a disaster and all that. No. That's not where I wanted last week to go at all. And I reiterate that here on the show again. I'll just say this, as far as UTEP basketball, it's way too early to jump to conclusions after that one. What you lost last week was the Fairweather fans, or the fans who are just more casual UTEP fans who aren't going to go to many home games. But in the grand scheme of things, the Miners use that one, and they use it as motivation. They use the big loss as something to fuel them going into this week, and they go back, they bounce back, and they beat a good Liberty team on the road at their arena. Alberto, UTEP kind of has Liberty's number right now. How do you remember this one right here? UTEP defeats it, Liberty 72-70. Is it as easy as simply saying it's Ahmad Bynum's game and the way that he closed it out?
No, I don't think it's that easy, but I also kind of consider it to be more of a great bounce back game for this Miners team, and that's really what I'm going to remember it as, a great comeback after a very disappointing game at home against a rival. You're able to go out, travel all the way to Lynchburg, Virginia, and play in a tight game, play in a tight matchup, and in the end, you're able to pull it away in the closing seconds. That's what I'm going to go away with, is be able to put stuff. The ability to put stuff behind them and just move forward and grow as a team. I really like that, and that's what I'm going to move forward with.
George, a late game Bynum bucket lifted the Miners up 72-70 with 2 seconds left on the clock. Has he not been given enough flowers yet by us here on this show?
I think we've talked a lot about him, I think, on this show, especially the three-point percentage, as that's kind of regressed to the mean or has kind of leveled out a bit. I think one of the things that stands out to me is his attitude. Like, he does not quit, and he is fearless. Like, he kind of like Devin Barnes, he doesn't need a lot of space to be able to nail a bucket. And in that was like a crazy, a little bit helter-skeltery, 11.9 seconds right left on the clock, just get it down, 7 seconds come off, and he nails an absolute dagger. After hitting what should have been a dagger before, I mean, the mentality. If we haven't given him his flowers yet, he deserves them today. He, not single-handedly, but he's obviously the reason why UTEP walks out of Lynchburg with a W tonight.
You know, one of the things that we have to mention from this one right here is, you know, Liberty is a team that they were down 70-67. And the easiest thing is, well, just foul right away. Just foul. If you're UTEP, send them to the free throw line. Get them to only make two right there. Conversely, the plan was, you heard from head coach Joe Golding, the plan was to foul Cleveland. He had been playing terrible all game. It was just an off night for Cleveland in this matchup right here. Zach Cleveland, by the way, 2-for-8 tonight for one of the veteran players for Liberty, and just couldn't get things going offensively. And they did not get him in the game. They didn't sub him back in. So Miners defensively there, they just didn't have the opportunity to foul. They were going to say foul no matter what at 7 seconds. But Liberty shot that three-pointer early. It was almost as if the plan from Liberty's perspective was, let's go for that three-point attempt early, and let's try to get the offensive rebound if we miss. But they made it. They drilled that three-pointer at the end, and as a result, it was 70-all. Miners went quick. I mean, credit to UTEP. I think Liberty was getting excited off that three, and I think they were expecting the Miners to be a little rattled there, Sal. But this actually goes back to last year against Cal. Cal made that tying bucket. They didn't even waste any time, man. They brought that ball up down the court. It was the dish to Tay Hardy, who ended up making that buzzer beater shot, and they wasted no time. So credit to Joe Golden coach teams that just have these quick awarenesses. You know, quick awareness to them in late game situations to just go quick to try to get that bucket and that late shot. So, you know, even though that game plan folded defensively a little bit, they made up for it by getting that shot off from Bynum.
I mean, the thing is, we look at UTEP, and what we kind of take away from it just in general for this team is that defense is their key. Well, what if I told you they go ahead and then they have a chance to do what they're best at? I mean, hey, for some teams, it's going to be keep their shooters out there and try to foul as much as possible so you can try to get more points by way of the three-point range. But, I mean, you got to play to your strengths, and that's what UTEP was able to do today, especially at the end. I mean, Bynum, you want him taking the shot. That's number one. And then number two, you want to close it out with your defense, and they did exactly those two things. It's easy to say it, right? Hindsight's 20/20, but when you look at it, two of the things they do best, they relied on in the final 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Sal. Our telephone number, 915-505-6009 on the telephone numbers. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's waste no time. We got full phone lines. It's Mike from Austin who's going to join us next. Mike, good evening, man. What's going on?
Good evening, gentlemen. And I'm going to say it again. I'm starting to get a complex. So this isn't a Bynum win. This is a Mike from Austin started watching the game at halftime, saw us go down by 8, walked away from the game to walk back for the final play of the game to see that we won by 2.
You're joking. You're joking, Mike. The first half was competitive. It was back and forth. Were you just a nervous wreck? Is that why you turned away?
I said, you know what? I watched from tip to tone during the New Mexico State game, and we looked terrible. And I said, I am not going to jinx this team again. I am going to start at halftime. We're looking good. We're looking solid. We're tied. And when we went down by 8, I walked away. Came back for the last play of the game.
Wow. So you saw Bynum's bucket, or did you miss the Bynum bucket?
Yeah, but I'm glad we won. So I'll live with my complex, and I will go along accordingly for the rest of the season just so that we have a better shot.
All right, man. I like the complex. Man, what a toxic relationship with UTEP basketball right there, Mike. I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for weighing in. Maybe that's sometime. You know, Chris from Inspo Lens isn't here, and I've actually said this recently. UTEP went on a crazy streak. Chris wasn't around. He texted me earlier, hey, man, I'm not feeling that well. And I was like, wait a second. Is this the sign that UTEP's winning tonight? And I joked with him last game. I was like, you know, we hyped it up to have it on Inspo Lens. We were live. We had a lot of viewers on YouTube and Twitter and X. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to have them, but it was a bit of a jinx last game, Sal. So maybe we have complexes here, too.
Hey, there's a lot of ways that you could look at it for sure. But that's hilarious. I can't believe that actually came to fruition, man. We'll see. I mean, hey, Minor Talk relies on Inspo Lens now. If he doesn't show up, lines are going to blow up.
I love it. 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number to get into the program. 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and social media and X, and then 600ESPNElPaso.com. A couple stats to mention, some leaders tonight. Ahmad Bynum, 13 points, 4 rebounds. Otis Frazier III, happy birthday to him, 24 points, 14. Actually, excuse me, he had 14 points. He's 24 years old. 6 rebounds for Otis Frazier III. And for Otis Frazier III in this game, 35 minutes, 4 of 12 from the floor. You don't love that, but 4 for 4 from the free throw line. And, you know, he made a pair of three-pointers, which were key for the Miners. Corey Camper Jr. had, you know, his 2 turnovers, that one late in the game that was inopportune or at an inopportune time. But, you know, 5 of 15 from the field. I didn't love that from Corey Camper Jr. You know, but again, these are guys on the road who are scoring in double figures and finding a way to still be active. I don't love the 5 for 15 by Camper Jr., but what I do love is the 7 assists and the 6 rebounds. No Kevin Kalu in this game. That's another thing. You know, you look at in the absence of him, Sal, let's just talk about it right now. Derek Hamilton and Elijah Jones. What? I mean, maybe the best individual performances by both of them. Is that a stretch to say? I just felt like in a key game against a quality opponent, I don't think I've seen these two players shine the way that they did today.
I think one way that you can kind of gauge the grade is, were they reliable out there on the floor? And they absolutely were, and in more ways than one. They didn't have to be flashy, but they were also able to, you know, to put something to their name when it comes to the box score. So, no, man, definite attention to detail by these guys, man. They were ready to go.
You ready for this, Sal? I'm going to throw this at you, okay? So I'm doing the Derek Hamilton numbers, and, you know, he had his career best 16 points in a 65-59 road loss, or actually home loss, I should say, to La Tech last year, if you remember. This one, he was just cooking down low. But the game that really stands out for me, best game, I think, in Hamilton's career, is the 10 points he had, coincidentally enough, against Liberty. 66-57 win in the CUSA tournament. So my question to you is, Sal, does Derek Hamilton have Liberty's number? 8 points tonight, 10 points in the CUSA tournament, 2 best games under Hamilton's belt, coincidentally coming against Liberty?
Hey, we're going to find out when the game's in El Paso, and the separation and conference standings mean a lot more, but you can't complain with 3 wins against there was an interesting graphic today, and it says teams with the most wins since 2018 or 19. I can't remember the amount of teams that were on there. Let's just say 10 to 15. And they were on that list up there with Gonzaga, with Purdue, many other schools.
Wow, but Liberty?
That's huge, though. So 3 of those 160 or something losses, or I don't know the number, but out of the losses aside from the wins, 3 of those belong to UTEP.
You know, tonight for Elijah Jones, it was his most complete game altogether, you know, just putting everything together. 160 was his offensive rating tonight. That was his best offensive rating in a game since he played against Seattle, and also scored 4 points on 2-for-2 buckets. But in this one, he plays extended minutes, and I thought it was more relevant minutes for Elijah Jones. 8 points on 4-for-4 tonight, Sal. That was what impressed me. 4 rebounds, 2 blocks, and a steal. Just active all over the floor for Elijah Jones, somebody who at times gets DNPs, like doesn't play in certain games. And then other times, he's out there active and really making himself, his presence felt in a big way. Tonight was one of those nights.
Yeah, and with a performance like this, it gives you hope, and you want to see consistency from it, especially when the the plot thickens right now in Conference USA. Two teams went away from their home arena. None other than the one down the road who waxed UTEP over the weekend. Then, of course, UTEP getting this one. So it's huge. But guess what? It's not too much to ask to go out there on Saturday and beat a FIU team who's scrappy, too. So
good point.
Good job, Elijah Jones. Need to do it again on Saturday.
Yeah, time to sweep the weekend. Let's go and sweep these phone calls. Eric is going to join us next. Then we'll get to Brian, 915-505-6009. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Longtime Miner fan, you know, first-time caller.
Appreciate
it, man. Number one, this is a very good win by the Miners. A very different Miner basketball team from last week playing the Aggies. All right. Very different. I was there at home. I'm a student now, you know, so now I get to go to all the games, and I'm just so proud to be there. I'm just so proud to be a UTEP Miner fan. Number one, I'm going to give the managerial special. Okay. So I'm going to give the good, bad, good, good, rebounding. You know, the guards played great. You know, a lot of good scoring. Otis Frazier stepped up into the game too. Bad. You know, we need to guard these guys in the middle, and we need to stop giving up, you know, easy middle points like they did last game. They kind of did it this game. They stepped up a little and, you know, contested a lot more, which is great. Good. We're going to give a lot of credit to these guys off the bench. A lot of good off the bench. You know, you can't say any more about these guys that want to win. So let's go into the good. You know, let these guys play, let them play. When they play their game, they're going to be really good and hard to beat. Good. The guys in the paint, get the ball to him, get the ball to Jones. These guys are going to perform as they did tonight. You can see it. Another good, when, you know, we need guys to step up, they stepped up. And that's what needs to happen every game. And if they do that against everybody they play, they're going to be unbeatable, bro. Really. I mean, This is a really, really, really good UTEP B-ball team. And they're going to be really good when everybody does what they need to do. And today, everybody did what they needed to do. And they came out with the W, you know what I'm saying? Against a really good Liberty team, 14-2. And you know what I'm saying? Like, so not nothing to say against the loss against the Aggies, but when they come out to play, they come out to play, and they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Hey, Eric, you got to call more often. Great points by you. I want to touch on some of the stats you highlighted. The rebound margin was insane. I mean, to win that rebound margin, I don't care if Liberty goes small. I've watched Liberty before. They won 33-32 without Kevin Kalu, which is interesting in itself. And then you look over at some other stats that, you know, he highlighted. The points in the paint for Liberty, 24. You know, that's not the best right there that the Miners are allowing defensively. However, I do like that UTEP had 28 points themselves in the paint. They kind of abandoned the three-point shot in the second half and really went to try to drive to the basket. I thought that was the right game plan right there. But not to mention 12 lead changes in this game. 9 times this game was tied. Liberty actually led for most of this game. They led 18 minutes compared to UTEP, who led 16 minutes of this game. Miners out-toughed them kind of in the end and just stole it when it was all said and done. So just a complete win for the Miners. Anything else you want to add, Eric, as the Miners head to Florida International?
Yeah, I mean, great job by Coach Boulding, you know, against a great team. I think our team is so much better than a lot of teams in the conference, though, and there's not going to be stopping us, you know, if everybody does their job. Everybody do your job, and we're going to be great.
Okay, man. I appreciate it, Eric. Thanks for weighing in on the program. 915-505-6009. That's the telephone number to get into the program. 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter and X. 600 ESPN El Paso.com as well. And check out our free app, 600 ESPN El Paso. Guys, I got to ask you, I don't know if you watched the broadcast or not, but, you know, there's like this subtle hate for UTEP now that they're leaving Conference USA. And there was this one quote that I picked from the announcers, okay? They said they kept talking about the New Mexico State game, which I get it. That's a huge storyline. It's a talking point that we discussed plenty on Sports Talk all week long. However, you know, they say, well, it's the first time they pack out that place in a while. They said that verb, and I was just like, there's just this kind of like slight little jab, like subtle jabs that are going on, whether it's it's the league office, whether it's awards that go on before the season, after the season, whatever, weekly awards that are meaningless. And, you know, you talk to coaches and players, they don't care about this kind of stuff. I probably care way too much about this stuff. But, man, I am so ready to ditch CUSA. Every single game, I just keep waiting and waiting and hoping that it's the last one, George, and waiting for that end to happen.
Yeah, and it goes a little bit deeper than that. I think sometimes it leaks into the officiating a little bit. There were some questionable calls, although it seemed
now you're going officiating.
It seemed to level out, I think, as the game went on. But yeah, there was some like that one. I think charge that or they called it a block, and obviously the hardest call in basketball, right? But they called it a block on Terrell. It looked like a charge to me, but it went the other way, and so I don't know. I you could kind of tell they highlighted that NMSU game a ton. I mean, yeah, you were on it. Like they did not miss bringing that up every single chance they got.
That's funny.
And interesting about those comments is, yeah, it's been a while, but how many other of those CUSC teams even sell out their arenas?
Well, yeah, that's another thing, man. I'm thinking to myself, this is a team in Liberty, and no fault to their own, right? But like they pack 45,000. That's the capacity for them. 4,500, I should say, not 1,000, 4,500. And then they're over here, you know, filling this one up with 3,500. So I'm just like, all right, you know, yeah. It's just different ballparks right here, UTEP versus Liberty. And they look down at UTEP. And I'm just like, wait a second, look in the mirror. Look at yourselves for a second. Let's go back to the phone lines. Brian's next with us. Brian, good evening, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Good win for the Miners. A great way to rebound from Saturday's game. Especially because of how the pattern has been this whole season. After Utah Valley, we went on a streak. After Louisville, we went on a streak. And now that we've got our asses beaten by the NMSU on Saturday, well, who's to say we can go on a streak too, you know? The game was pretty good for the most part. Even though I didn't start really watching till halftime because I was busy with stuff, it's still really interesting to see. That Ahmad Bynum two-pointer was beautiful. And to see that shot not go in for Liberty was funny. Especially because of how the Liberty fans have talked on Twitter. But regardless, good stuff for the Miners, especially from Ahmad Bynum, who, in my opinion, regressed a lot after the La Tech game, but he's starting to rebound a lot. Let's see what can happen against FIU. You know, I want UTEP to win. I made a stupid bet with Sunlight UTEP, so yeah, we'll hear about it next week.
All right, man. I appreciate it, Brian. Thanks for weighing in on the program. 915-505-6009. Brian weighing in with us as well as we continue. If you've been waiting to get in on the program, we just freed up a phone line. Let's get to Twitter next before we get to Kevin, and then Milkman's on deck as well. David Castro, don't lie with 2.9 seconds left and Liberty inbounding the ball. Don't tell me you didn't have the feeling in the pit of your stomach that this was about to be a heartbreak. Glad that we pulled it out. Go Miners, strong win. Hashtag UTEP. This is coming in from Snappy. Or actually, this is coming in from Little Badger. This was the exact response I expected from the team, just full of fight and grit. Last week was a fluke. Carry this momentum on. Pinky, great win tonight. Let's go, UTEP. Pete Gillen is terrible. Is that the color commentator? Maybe it is. Pinky, you gotta let me know. Just shoot me a quick text. Joe Rod, our pal, J-Rod in the 915. A whole lot of people are going to be singing a different tune on Minor Talk tonight. A bunch of I never stop believing. I knew all along all this time this team would bounce back. Joe Golding knew exactly how to prepare this team, etc. Eye roll from Joe Rod. He doesn't buy in on this right away. This is coming in from Aaron Peterson. Tonight's win was huge. Liberty is a tough team. Was the first necessary step in proving the NMSU loss was a fluke. Time will tell if the Miners have what it takes to go the distance. Can't wait for a shot at redemption in Las Cruces. 915 Sun City Caper. Can we have a replay of Tyshir call at the end of the game on Minor Talk? Maybe we can cue one again, Sal. I'll swing it to you whenever you have a chance. But let's before we do that, 915 Sun City Caper. Actually, let's do it now. Thank you, Sal. Let's go out to the voice of the Miners, John Tyshir on the call. Ahmad Bynum, the last bucket when the Miners were up 72-70.
Now to Terrell. Terrell front court, 8 left. Terrell left corner, Bynum. Bynum pulls up. He shoots. He hits it with 2.9 seconds left. It's a two-point shot.
Nasty. Just nasty. He's just like, the previous three was one thing, but to have the presence of mind to get that pass from David Terrell, never even question it and hit that shot. I mean, yeah, I'm a big Ahmad Bynum fan. Who has him? Who has him in our fantasy draft league? Is it Alberto? Is it you, Alberto? Who has him?
Who?
Ahmad Bynum.
No, I don't have a Ahmad Bynum. I have David Terrell.
Oh, it's Derek Hamilton. It's our boy Zay. Zay has
Devin
Barnes,
Bynum. And Babacar and Mbenge.
Yeah, and he also has Heb. So,
no, I have Heb.
Oh,
I'm the Heb guy.
Okay.
Owner of Heb.
Man, stock down tonight. I'm sorry, man. Let's keep it moving. 915-505-6009. Leo_minorfan tweeted into the program. I want to see them continue to attack the paint. What a game. What a way to redeem themselves tonight on the national stage. #MinorTalk. Is it okay to say get your tickets to Las Cruces early and then head west in February? #picksup. I don't know. I'm not there yet. I'm just going to say this. NMSU is still the team to beat in CUSA right now, Sal. They are 4-0 right now. They just defeated FIU. No question about it. They're just road tested now at 59-52 in this game. A gritty win for the Aggies tonight. They have the 8th longest active win streak in the NCAA with 7 in a row.
And I mean, it's no fluke either. These guys are battle tested and they're going on the road and they're doing it in Conference USA, which is amazing. They're already they resume first place, right? With their already 4-0 record, and it's not even the end of Thursday. That's pretty crazy, but that's a really good team, man. I think when this rematch happens with the Aggies, it's going to be a lot more interesting than it was, but who knows what the records are by then.
All right, next up here on the program, 915-505-6009. Kevin's joining us next on the phone lines. Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing today? It's a good win, huh?
It was, man, what an emotional game, man. You called it, Kevin. We got to give you all the credit.
I know, honestly. And guys, I've been watching this Liberty team all year. And, I've been kind of closely monitoring these KenPom rankings and net rankings. I'm like, okay, let's see how good this team really is. And I haven't seen it from this Liberty squad all year. They've been getting all the flowers from the media, and I just haven't seen it from them. They're the same team from last year. You know, that when they're hitting their shots, they're probably the best team in Conference USA. But when they're not hitting their shots, they're probably one of the worst, in my opinion. So it was good to see them come back after that 28-point butt whoop at the Don. And, oh, man, they got to win. They got to beat FIU on Saturday, though. And I don't know, historically, correct me if I'm wrong, UTEP hasn't really played at FIU that well over these past years. I know they blew that lead last year, but look, they get this 2-0 on the road. This would be perfect heading into next week.
You know, I forgot about that game last year, 72-68 Florida International at home defeats UTEP. And I do remember walking into that one. That was actually like a year ago exactly for the Miners around this time. And UTEP lost that game right there. And it confused me because I thought, you know, they beat a team like Chicago State with ease at the time. And I think, okay, well, that's a team who's comparable or on the same level as FIU. But at that point, they lost on the road to FIU. So yeah, you're right. Ballard and his team, they're kind of hit or miss. So do they win on Saturday? It's a quick turnaround and maybe they get Kalu back. I don't know.
Man, but you know, even if they don't get Kalu back, I think I'm confident enough to say they can handle FIU without Kalu. That may be a hot take, but man, I loved what I saw from Derek Hamilton and Elijah Jones tonight, man. They kind of took over. They didn't really fill up the rebound stat sheet, but man, they kind of played well. They shot some good shots, man. Like, I got to give the big men their flowers today. After I thought this was kind of going to go bad for UTEP since they didn't have Kalu, the guard stepped up, picked up the boards, and Derek Hamilton and Elijah made some key shots down the stretch.
Okay, but did they manage at the five into like for tonight's game, or can tonight be something, you know, that those two guys can build on in your eyes?
I think they can build on it, but I mean, we still need Kalu back, man. He's our true starting five, no matter what. You know, if Elijah and Derek can start hitting shots, man, that makes them deadly. You know, big men that can shoot mid range and can shoot those easy layups and everything, that's deadly for this team. And they need Kev back for sure, but I think they could be able to handle FIU without him.
All right, man. I got you. All right, Kevin. Appreciate you weighing in on the program. Let's keep it moving. 915-505-6009. Great call by Kevin. Guys, I think we got to have the conversation. can you win games without Kevin Kalou? Sal, is this a possibility? You've had the Kalou coin since day one.
I'm still in, man.
You've held on through the peaks and the valleys. There were peaks recently, and then the valleys hit in New Mexico State. But now I feel bad because now we found out that in warmups,
yeah,
Kalou injures himself. It's a right leg injury, maybe a hamstring. Didn't practice all week long. Was out for this game for the Miners. Hamilton makes his first ever start for UTEP, and he plays really well. And there were a couple stretches where the Miners went small ball. They did not throw Baba off the bench in this game. It was primarily Derek Hamilton, Elijah Jones, and when those two guys were not on the floor, Frazier was the big in this game. But can they win games moving forward without Kalou?
They could, especially against some of the lower tier teams. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to have the numbers. So it's a good win today. It's one that you definitely want. It's one of the better road wins. Any road win in Conference USA is respectable, but this is one of the more respectable ones. So great performance today. However, everything went according to plan. There wasn't much foul trouble. Guys were in the right position, and defense was on point pretty much all over the floor for most part. So whenever there's foul trouble, they're going to need, you know, as many bigs as they can get. So we would have seen Babacar in, you know, with some production if that weren't the case today. But, I mean,
those guys were working.
It's hard to say, man. I want to say yes, but you need these numbers, man. You can't just rely on today.
It's interesting. It's an interesting conundrum to even ponder. I don't think they're going to have to deal with this, Alberto. I think they get Kalou back by Saturday. I think tonight was, you know, one of those cautionary things. And, I think they get Kalou back on Saturday. If that's the case, you know, what it does also is give some rest for those guys like Hamilton and Jones to not have to go 36 hours on a quick turnaround. Maybe you get a little bit more, you know, maybe even if it's a 75-80% Kalou on Saturday afternoon, that's better than having to run it back with those two guys on a quick turnaround like this. I don't know.
If you can get Kalou a little more minutes on Saturday afternoon and rest the guys who got the minutes in his place today, that would be awesome. And I think that today just kind of it's extremely awesome for the Miners to be able to win without Kalou, but you don't want to be continuously doing that. I think you want a full arsenal going forward. What the two guys, Derek Hamilton and Elijah Jones, did in his absence, I think that's huge, but you don't want to be moving forward with just them. Yeah. Kalou's an integral part of the team, and I think that ability to go from any one of those guys to the other is what makes the team dangerous.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. 915-505-6009. Back to the phone lines we go. We got a lot of tweets and a lot of comments to get to as well. We got a full phone lines back on the program. Miner Talk presented by Jack in the Box. We'll get to our hot hand of the game later on, presented by Wind Supply El Paso. And big shout-out to the District Pub and Kitchen West. We weren't there tonight. We'll be back next Thursday ahead of UTEP, and when they're back home against Kennesaw State, we'll have ticket giveaways out at the district next week for both the Jacksonville State game and the Kennesaw State game. Those are Thursday, January 23rd, and Saturday, January 25th. But if you're looking for a place to watch NFL playoff games this weekend and UFC 311, check out the District Pub and Kitchen West, 3233 North Mesa. Let's go back to the phone lines. It's Milkman who's joining us next on the program. Milkman, you were kind of at a loss for words in the last edition of Miner Talk. This time around, I'm sure you feel completely different, right?
Well, yes, I do. How's it going, gentlemen? How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing well, man. We're doing well. Go ahead. What'd you think of this one?
Well, okay, so I got to give a big shout-out to the Miners for coming, bouncing back from Saturday. Bynum, that was absolutely clutch. That's what you need if you're going to be winning, guys who can actually pull it out in the clutch like that. That was amazing. And a happy birthday to OS3, Otis Frazier. It's his birthday, so I'm sure he had a good one with this win. But I don't think any of us wanted to say it after that nasty loss on Saturday, but this was kind of this was the test for him, because if you can't bounce back from that, then the rest of the season is going to be shot. But sure enough, they did. So we got to give a hand to the Miners and to Coach Golding. He got them bounced back after that. I mean, they could have folded. You know, they could have just said, you know, well, that was so bad that, you know, we're not going to be able to bounce back from that. and they did. So I got to hand it to them. It was a hell of a game, and God, the rebounding. Who would have thought they'd have done so well on rebounding after what we recently witnessed? But way to go, Miners. That was clearly a fluke on Saturday, and I'm not going to predict a win against the Aggies, but I certainly don't think they're going to have as easy a time next time.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Milkman. It was one of those games where I felt like the Miners in this one just did everything right. They did everything to kind of right the wrongs that they didn't do against New Mexico State. And again, I'd still say the Aggies are playing the best basketball in CUSA right now. So Miners caught the Aggies at a really hot time for NMSU. And like you said, we'll see what happens next time around in Cruces when those two teams face each other. So great call, Milkman. It's great to hear from you. Thank you for always weighing in on the program. Let's keep it moving. 915-505-6009. Chuko is next up with us, and then we'll go to Roman. A couple other tweets to get to before we get to Chuko. This is Leo_Minor Fan. I want to see them continue to attack the paint. What a game. What a way to redeem themselves tonight on the national stage. Hashtag Minor Talk. This is also Esteban. How the hell do they foul in the last 50 seconds when they're up by five? That's an interesting point as well. King Eric, wow, what a game. Maybe New Mexico State thrashing was what the team needed to get on the right track. Matthew Castro, I take back what I said last week. Way to bounce back. How did the refs miss that replay call? That's a good point. That end replay call was totally, totally going UTEP's way, and then somehow it went Liberty's side. Bill Hegeman, shout out to him. Happy birthday. Adrian, thank you for bringing us the stats. Well, thank you for listening, and thanks for weighing in on the program. Domino Fernandez, UTEP matches up well against Liberty. I knew UTEP was going to win, and I bet them on the money line, plus 320. Wow, good stuff, Domino. Way to cash out. Let's go back to the phones. Next up is Chuko, 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. We've got one phone line available if you'd like to weigh in. Now's the time to do it, 915-505-6009. Chuko, what's up, man? How's it going?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I just wanted to call and really give both the team and the coaches, their props, because when I called last week, I said, listen, one of two things, either A, it's just a fluke. You go on, you learn with what you saw, and then you just go on, or you can lose control of the team very easily and it'll go south the rest of the year. So, congratulations to them. Great win, great intensity. I'm just proud of the team and the coaching. I didn't get to watch the entire game. I was at the women's game tonight, but just from what I was listening to and hearing on Twitter, I'm so proud of them.
Yeah, good stuff, Chuko. I appreciate it, man. Women, by the way, they fall today at home against Liberty, 75-64. Anything you want to say on that one, Alberto? I'll swing it your way. The women's just couldn't come up with this one against the Flames here at home.
Liberty shoots out to a red-hot start. They shoot 21 in the first quarter, 22 in the second, and despite the Miners picking up in the third and fourth, they're just not able to close the gap. They score 19 points in the fourth quarter. UTEP does. But they still lose by 11. So, it's they're hitting a really rocky road. They still trying to find their footing.
Yeah, I totally understand that. Hey, Chuko, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for weighing in here on the program. And yeah, shout out to, you got to give Coach Joe Golding credit, right? I mean, after the game, he was spirited. My favorite quote is, I won't see them in the locker room. I tell him I'll meet him at the airport. Like, they're rushing to get out of there because they have to head to Miami quick. They got a quick turnaround. It's an afternoon tip-off on Saturday, by the way. 12 o'clock high noon here in El Paso. We'll have it for you here on 600 ESPN El Paso. Early tip off on Saturday, which we're excited about, and by the way, Saturday is a big day for Sal Montes because the Washington Commanders take on his Detroit Lions. Sal, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, and then I'll ask you your thoughts on that game as you're listening to Minor Talk, brought to you by Jack in the Box, right here on 600 ESPN El Paso.
To national sports spoken here. 600 ESPN El Paso is KROT El Paso, a Town Square Media station.
915-505-6009. I promise we'll get your NFL thoughts here, Sal. But Roman's been waiting patiently through the break with us, or at least through a couple calls with us. And then we'll get to George here in just a minute. Roman, what's going on? Good evening.
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks for calling the game, and thanks for the show and stuff. Yeah, I just wanted to say the congratulations to the Miners. They did a really good job. My brother Eric called in a little earlier, so I just want to kind of follow in his steps and just kind of say that there was some good and bad. I think that they need to, you know, do a little bit better job when it comes to guarding. I think that that was kind of what it came down to at the end of the game, is where they can't guard, and there were some fouls there at the end that they shouldn't have committed. But I think at the end of the day that when they win and they played their best ball, they can do amazing things, and that's what they've been kind of doing. Minus the NMSU game, I was there at that game, and that was horrible. That was definitely not a signature UTEP defensive game, but I think they played well today, and they came out with a W.
Yeah, man, I think that's the big thing. But I mean, you know, to your point, defensively, it also kind of felt the absence of Kevin Kalu tonight defensively. Maybe that's where you really feel his absence, right? You say that they were maybe a step behind defensively, especially in the closing minutes. I mean, even letting that three-pointer off in the final seconds is a tough one right there defensively. I know it's back and forth, and that's a credit to Liberty and what kind of team they are. They can splash threes and go on a 7-0, 9-0 run like they did tonight in less than a minute. And that's just the reality for this Liberty squad. But for the Miners to kind of gut this one out, you know, I thought it was pretty impressive. Any other thoughts, Roman? I appreciate your phone call, man. I you got to give us a call more often, man. You and Eric, your brother, did a great job tonight. Any other thoughts as you're parting with us?
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. This Liberty team was a really scrappy team. Like, they were out shooting the gun, like, at the start of the first quarter. Like, they were out there, they were passing behind, you know, they were doing the
backdoor cuts,
cuts, yes, that was like a big thing where the Miners could improve on. You know, at the end of the day, again, like I said, they did a really good job, and well, me and my brother Eric will definitely be calling in more often, especially the next game as well.
All right, good stuff, Roman. Appreciate that. We'll hold you to it. Let's keep it moving. 915-505-6009. Roman and Eric, the bros, calling in on the program. I like it. Also want to mention this. A couple other tweets that came in. Steve Kaplowitz, our pal. What a terrific win by UTEP men's basketball. Ahmad Bynum was clutch and a great bounce-back performance by the Miners. Liberty is a tough place to win on the road. Hashtag Miner Talk. It's a good point. I mean, they don't lose a lot at home. It feels like, you know, they lose a lot to the Miners, at least the last three straight. UTEP has had their number in these games. Daniel tweets into the program, number three for UTEP should not see the floor. Oh, man, Baylor Hebb taking the heat tonight. That's tough, man. I hear you. Manny David, I only caught the second half. Great win. Bynum with the dagger. Hashtag Miner Talk. Well, you caught the best part, Manny. Good stuff. Brian, solid win for this UTEP squad. We started out slow, then bounced back to win in the end. No Kevin Kalu, kind of hurt at times, but still, this squad definitely got the rebound from NMSU game. Seems like a fluke now. Let's see what happens at FIU. This is Daniel again. Giving flowers here, probably should have won by four, but wow, what a game by players, Coach Golding, and staff. That's how you respond for such a trash performance last Saturday. Keep it up. Milkman, damn, what a way to beat Liberty. UTEP now nice bounce back from Saturday, picks up hashtag Miner Talk. Little Badger, this was the exact response I expected from the team, just full of fight and grit. Last week was a fluke, carry the momentum on, hashtag Miner Talk. Andrew, who is at Andrew West Texas, great bounce back win. Does this win change the verdict on last week's loss against New Mexico State? Not necessarily for me, Sal. I don't know about you. I think I didn't really get too low after last week. You didn't either. You kind of, well, I would say
The glass had water in it. I won't say if it was half empty or half full.
Fair.
I was disappointed in the fact that they lost in front of a sellout crowd. Yes. I think that's what I was more upset about. Doesn't really change the trajectory of how I think they'll do in the season. I mean, we even talked about it on the minor talk that that you were out, and we asked does UTEP lose a home game this year, and we reeled them off. Right. And I thought, you know, one is kind of what I expect. I don't expect them to lose another one. Wouldn't be surprised. But anything more than two is going to be a disappointment. But to it being the first one, the biggest one, rather, right, against the Aggies, and you have a sellout, that's what was disappointing.
Right.
But I'm not out on the team, though. They're still going to win some of these games on the road, too.
Yeah, I'm with you on that as well. As far as it being a disappointment last week, it totally was. It totally was. And does it change anything from tonight? Well, it's a step in the right direction. The first way to right the wrong that they had last week was to do what they did tonight and eke out a big win on the road. This is coming in from this actually is coming in from our pal Chi-Town Miner. Tough, gritty win for UTEP men's basketball at the highest rated school in the net rankings, even without Kalu. Loved how Jones and Derek Hamilton stepped up. Terrell gets better as the year goes on, and Bynum continues to be a killer. That's three in a row against Liberty, which feels good. Hashtag minor talk. This came in from Renee, our friend from Wind Supply El Paso. Bynum should always be in the game at the end. We finally have a guy who wants the ball at the end. I vote for hot hand of the game, Bynum, if he's not player of the game. If he is, I vote Elijah Jones, who was 4 for 5. Good stuff, Renee. I appreciate you. And that is our pal Renee Tires from Wind Supply El Paso. What a win for UTEP tonight, by the way. I mean, I'm just still impressed by it. Matthew Castro, UTEP's new or Liberty's new basketball court design concept after today's game, and it's UTEP's logo there on the floor. I like it. Good stuff. George is next up with us, 915-505-6009. George, good evening, man. What's going on?
Hey, good evening, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great, George. We miss Nick tonight, but we'll see him next or on Saturday. I know he's a busy guy, but we get one of the Galindo members of the family here tonight. That's great.
Yeah, I was watching the game, and it was. I love their energy. I love the way they alternated Hamilton and Elijah Jones. They came up and stepped up big, and not to leave Otis Treasure out of this. And I agree with the hot hand of the game. I think Bynum should kick it hands up. I mean, whatever. But no, they play with really good intensity. I love the steal. They were pounding the backboards pretty good. I mean, you can't get better, but I mean, I'll take what they give us. It was a pretty decent game. It was a really good game. And off the subject, go Lions. Go Lions, yeah.
All right. Good stuff there, George. I appreciate it, man. It's going to be a good game Saturday evening, George. And I appreciate your phone call, man. Thanks for weighing in. Sal, let's talk about it.
Let's do it.
Perfect segue. I was going to do it either way after George, but he just mentioned it right there. Lions, Commanders, how are we feeling?
You know what? I feel I'm a superstitious guy. Last time I felt good about a game, did not go the way that I imagined. And this was back on Thanksgiving last year against the Green Bay Packers. So every game, I feel like there's something wrong. If I'll put it like this. If something can succeed 99.99% of the time, it's the worst thing in the world, and I focus on that 0.01. So now that's not the ratio. I think probably like 60%, Lions can win because Jaden Daniels is so special. Everything he does well is something that can hurt Detroit. Detroit's pass rush has been basically non-existent. Their sack leader is not even in the game. He hasn't played.
Poor guy.
Exactly. So Daniels poses a real threat. And also Quinn's style, man. I mean, it's going to be Battle of Dans in this one. I think there's going to be like 5 fourth down attempts for each team. It's going to be that kind of game. All in all, though, I still think Detroit wins it. Give me something like, let's say 34-30, something like that.
Okay, I like it. 34-30.
I'm so nervous.
Oh man, what a I mean, what a game that would be right there from a rookie quarterback like Jaden Daniels. I think the Lions are going to kill him. Whatever the points are, give me that. And give me Detroit. I think they're going to kill him. So.
I appreciate it.
I'm all in on Detroit this weekend, just like George. 915-505-6009. We just freed up a phone line. Trolley Dodgers next up with us. Back to this game right here. UTEP defeats Liberty 72-70 in the closing minutes of the CUSA road game. Let's talk about it here on Minor Talk, along with Sal Montes, Alberto Retta, George Ojardo. I'm Adrian Broaddus. We're presented by Jack in the Box with 15 locations in El Paso and Las Cruces. They're open 365, and they're open before and after every game. Jack in the Box is the best place to get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the best part about it is we can leave this station right now, 11 o'clock, whatever it is, and we can still get some breakfast, we can get some lunch, and we can enjoy a great meal out at Jack in the Box. That is our presenting sponsor here on Minor Talk. As we continue back to the phones, it's Trolley Dodger. Trolley, good evening. What's going on, man?
Woo! What up, Adrian, Sal, Alberto? Dude, feeling great. Feeling gravy. I'm going to admit something to you. I bought like $100 worth of minor gear before the NMSU game.
Oh,
it showed up on Saturday. I wasn't able to go to the game. I've already been to like four games already, but I wasn't able to go to the NMSU game. But I hyped it up. I got everybody into it. I got my casual friends show up, show up, show up. And they let me down. And I returned all of the minor gear back to the bookstore. It's already in the mail. It was in the mail, bro. It's already gone. I returned it back. It fit. It looked good. I loved it. And I just sent it back because that's how upset I was. Bro, that NMSU game is like dating your girl for 3 months, your new girlfriend for 3 months. She's good looking. She's getting prettier. She's getting nicer. She's a good girl. You're going to mass with her. And then you bring her to the Sunday gathering and she gets drunk and she twerks on your pops, bro. And it's like, this is the special girl, mijo? Like, no, I had no idea. Like, I had no idea. They embarrassed me, bro. They embarrassed me. I'm going to buy that gear back. I promise you I will. But I already sent it back. It's in the mail. It's in the mail. I sent it back just because I was that upset, bro. Anyways, let's talk about Liberty, bro. But that's the NMSU, all these people. That
all right, are now on to Liberty, right? Yeah, now let's talk this game.
Let's get over it, whatever. And I'm like, nah, bro, that was a big surprise and an embarrassment. I didn't expect that. But anyways, this Liberty game, I will have something negative to say about our boys. Dude, the bunnies are the runners, you know? Like, they can get to the basket, but then it, like, clank. So hard, like, dude, that's like a good 6 to 8 points on our runners or bunnies or whatever, that we get to the basket and we're actually able to get there, but it didn't go in. After all that, the last stat I heard is that these dudes, Liberty, nailed 10 three-pointers. Dude, that's ridiculous, but we were still able to weather the storm, if you will. I thought our defense was dope. I thought Elijah Jones and Hamilton played. They stepped up. They stepped up their game. I always know that they're good for like 5 minutes a half, you know, 10 minutes, 12 minutes a game. But with no Kalu, they really stepped up. I'm so proud of this team. We totally needed it. I'm addicted to minors. I don't do drugs or anything else, but I'm addicted to the minors, bro.
Oh man, Trolley, what an entertaining phone call, man. That went all over. Just to comment, because you actually watch the games and I know how funny you are and entertaining. I appreciate that, and you also know your ball. So like the two things that you mentioned that I want to just talk about, number one being you know the defense. I felt like the minors in this one just, you know, they they put the absolute clamps down on Liberty in this game. Like, they defensively, and I know we had some people criticize the perimeter defense in this game. I get it. But the way that they were able to force the 12 turnovers, the way that they were able to score 16 points off the 12 turnovers, that was nice right there. And, you know, as far as the offense goes, they just got it done. The bunnies are going to kill you. The ones, the layups that they missed, you know, the stats right now are not updated on Stat Broadcast across Liberty. I think they want to just forget this game, even in their stat sheet or whatever. But I can't find UTEP's layup numbers. I know they're not great. I have 13 of 26, but that's unconfirmed. So that would be 50% of their layups they made, Sal. I don't like that whatsoever. I don't know if that's the actual number. It's going to be around that number, and that's a low percentage of layups. And as far as missing 13 of those, you make 13, but you miss 13.
It's not even just the layups. It's any attack at the cup, right, or just near the rim, basically a dunk. I mean, missing these wide open dunks and stuff. And, and these are momentum killers, too, because you either have things going for you or potential momentum killers where they're about to start a big run. They had an amazing defensive possession. Now they're route the other way, and they clank it up. So all of that effort you exhausted on defense, basically down the drain. They have to be better at this, especially although tonight they were solid on the boards, they're usually going to be out-rebounded. So you got to take what you could get everywhere else.
Joe Chacon checks into the program. Every game I get to watch with my dad is a special one nowadays, but watching a win is priceless, and got to watch a special one tonight in the man cave. Hashtag Minor Talk, repping from El Chuco now. Back to the phone lines we go. It's Joey who's joining us next on the program. 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. Joey patiently was waiting with us here on the show. Joey, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So, I mean, I think you were right on the dot. We just talked about the defense clamping down. A couple of callers ago, he was talking about, you know, the Miners getting, you know, the defense was getting run over. They were really solid on defense. I mean, you were talking about a Liberty team that was fast and furious, passing the ball around. Like, they were really, really working the Miners, and the Miners to have that many turnovers. I think it was 6-8 at the half with takeaways. Is something that, you know, that's a Joe Golding team. That's a traditional Minor defense that that is showing and then showing up, and it's showing really good. And the fact that they did it on a national televised game, I mean, they were talking about it on the TV, how well the defense would perform and was doing at the half. And then they also mentioned taking it to the hoop, you know, getting in the paint was one of the things that they talked about that the Miners needed to do to win. And I think they did it a little bit more this time around than they have in the past few games, even the home games. They weren't going to the rim, man. They weren't going to the basket as much. I think they were relying too much on the three-pointer, which, you know, we can get hot. But there's sometimes when we get cold, man, we really get cold. And I think just, you know, they were talking about it again on the national televised call. They were, go to the basket. It works for the team. And I think they need to continue to do that. Along with the clamp down defense, I think the Miners will be okay going into the conference stretch and going into the conference tournament.
You know, that's an interesting thing in itself, and you got to peak at the right time, right, Joey? It's not just about winning these games on the road now. It's about, actually, can you do this exact game? Can UTEP, you know, replicate this recipe for success and for a win that they did tonight in the CUSA tournament when it matters to try to get to the NCAA tournament when it's all said and done?
Yeah, that's going to be the test, right? The fast pace and the defense going back and forth, you know, can they withstand that? And I think the depth, I mean, the fact that we had Kalu sit down, you know, with the groin injury and the team stepped up really, really showed a lot of resilience for the team. So that's a really good sign. Just, you know, one last note, you know, going back to the game we don't want to talk about last week at home, on the sellout crowd, man, I was so, you know, obviously it was a tough game. It was tough to see us lose that bad. But, man, watching all those Miners walk, all those Miner fans walk out so early was really, really disappointing, man. I think the, you know, the organization, the school, UTEP, the community really is thirsting for that packed Don again, that feel of the fiery Don and the sea of orange, the sea of blue, all that. And to watch everyone leave so early. I mean, not even with 3 minutes. I think we still had 5-6 minutes left in the game.
It was over.
Everyone leaving. I get it, man. But, man, it was like we've been working so hard. I feel like, you know, the community in general has been wanting this so bad for so long. And I get it. It was tough to swallow. But, man, let's show some guts, guys. I mean, that small NMC crowd was really overpowering us. Really bad.
Yeah, no, I totally get you, man. Hey, I appreciate the phone call, Joey. Thanks for weighing in. Great points, great analysis. Give us a call again here on the program. I thought you definitely did a great job here on the program tonight. 915-505-6009. I think we burned through all our calls. Let's get to Twitter and X here and put a bow on this show here as well. 600 ESPN El Paso, Twitter and X. If you want to weigh in on this game and you weren't able to get in on the program, call us now, 915-505-6009. UTEP defeats Liberty 72-70. Angry Tim Floyd at Angry Tim Floyd. You won't find me bad-mouthing the broadcast tonight whenever they give the legendary John Teicher a shout-out. Good stuff by CBS. Ruben Ramirez. Okay, congratulations to UTEP men's basketball on the bounce back and win tonight. But this is a love fest, and it is just, and he's like throwing up. Your comments on Conference USA and the refs, now that UTEP Athletics is moving to the Mountain West Conference. Everyone's talking trash. Seriously? 1 week. Hashtag seriously. Hashtag 1 week. Hashtag hearts. Ruben, just so you don't get it twisted, don't get my comments mixed with our boy George over here who's blaming the refs. I don't think refs are calling anything for or against UTEP, based off the Mountain West. I'm saying it's broadcast commentators and mostly the voters, media members and stuff like that. It's those people who are kind of like looking down, making these like subtle side comments. If you don't see it, man, then you gotta turn your radar to this kind of stuff right now. As far as the Love Fest go, you know, hey, they deserve a little bit of praise after a bounce back win. The 28-point loss was as disgraceful and as disappointing, but as I cannot knock this team for losing that 28-point game to New Mexico State, I can also give them their flowers after beating Liberty on the road, especially without Kalu. So that's my defense there. Joe Chacon, every time I get to watch I already read that one, but he said, also a huge shout out to John Teicher. I am always telling people I meet, there is no one better or no better commentator around. His voice is the only voice I've ever known. I'm 45 for UTEP sports. I've heard all the great ups and downs, a true gem. Glad he was recognized tonight. Hashtag the voice. This is coming in from Manny David. Question of the night: is it too soon to start a countdown to 20 wins? All right, guys, let's do it. Let's do it. Round the table. You stop us or stop me when you see a loss, okay? At Florida International, I'm counting that as a win. And by the way, UTEP's 13-4, so the road to 20 wins, okay, Sal? Can they get there, okay?
Okay.
At FIU, I'm counting that as a win. Everybody good with that? Anybody yes. Objections? Mm-hmm. Okay, against versus Jacksonville State, I'm counting that as a win. Any objections? Home game next Thursday, Jacksonville State.
I'll take the win.
Okay.
It's not going to be easy, though. That's going to be one of their tougher wins.
Okay, I'm going to say 3 in a row, and they beat Kennesaw State next Saturday. That's 3 in a row. So that's 16-4 for the Miners at that point. Any objections?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Western Kentucky loss. I'm calling that a loss. Thursday, January 30th. Close game, but loss. Then I'm going to say loss to Middle Tennessee Saturday, February 1st. Tough road matchup there as well. So I'm going to call two losses right there. I don't know if they beat New Mexico State. I'm going to say loss based off that 28-point loss, okay? So now you're looking at 16-7 right there for UTEP going into Thursday, February 13th versus FIU. I'm going to call that a win. Anybody have any objections up to this point? Western Kentucky middle, New Mexico State road games being losses, and FIU being a win at home. Go ahead, Sal.
I think they get the win against Middle Tennessee.
Okay.
That's sandwiched in between Western and New Mexico State. It's obviously going to be a tough one, but I think they're able to snag it. However, what a brutal stretch that is. That's going to be an absolutely tough one. These teams are either a top Conference USA or have some of the best records, you know, entering Conference USA play. A
lot of parity in this league so far. That's mm-hmm. what we've seen big time. So, I'm going to say, yeah, okay, I like what you're saying there, Sal. Maybe 16-17 wins by that FIU game. Regardless, I got them beating the Panthers. So at that point, they're you know up to 17 wins at that point. Thursday, February 13th. Then a home game against Liberty, Saturday, February 15th. I've got a win there. I think UTEP gets the dub there. Any objections? That's four in a row against the Flames. You want to be four in a row going in the CUSA tournament against Liberty? Maybe. Maybe so. Maybe you just have their number at that point, or four straight against the Flames at that point. But I'm going to say that's a win. So we're going to say at this point of the season, that's flirting with 19 wins after Saturday, February 15th. Then it's a road game against Kennesaw. I'm going to call this a loss, like an uncharacteristic loss for the Miners on the road. And it just speaks to how CUSA games are tough to win on the road. And then I say they bounce back against Jacksonville State. What do you think about that road series? Split Thursday, February 20th through the 22nd.
I love it. However, I have it opposite, but I do think it's a split. I think they dropped the one against Jack State. I think they're just a tougher draw. Kennesaw is probably going to be a close one that they escape with, but that Jack State game, that's one that I have circled, man. That's going to be a great one.
Versus Western Kentucky Thursday, February 27th. Man, it'll be a great game. I got a close win for UTEP there. And then if not there, I got them beating Middle Tennessee 2 days later, Saturday, March 1st, home game against MTSU. And that should get them either above 20 wins or right at 20 wins, right there at the point of the season. Any objections? Sal, it's attainable. And it's because of how they started. And, okay, there are going to be some people out there, and it's fair, who are going to subtract three at the end of the season. Sol Ross, Texas Permian Basin, and Northern New Mexico. That's fair, right? But then you got two road games to close out the year, Sam Houston State and La Tech. I think there's a chance UTEP could split that last series, albeit it's a tough one, Sam Houston State and La Tech, but if they split that last one, they should secure 21, maybe 22 wins when it's all said and done, and maybe have a record of somewhere around like 20-11. If things go right for the Miners. I mean, you're also talking about UTEP only having to win, seven of their last 14?
Yeah.
Half of their last games?
Yeah, and that's absolutely doable. And if they can do that, let's just say they do split the rest of the way, right? Not only do they get the 20-win mark, but they would still be above 500 in what is a very back-and-forth league so far. For everyone except New Mexico State, basically. They're their undefeated team in conference. But, man, that's... If you want to be one of the top teams in Conference USA and you expect to be at the top, especially after last year's bow out, you have to have that mindset of dominating Conference USA. So I think splitting the rest of the way is nice, but it would be a bit of a disappointment. Go take control of this league. Avenge that loss against New Mexico State. Sweep Liberty. You got to do those things in order to be at the top of the conference. So that's what I expect them to do. I expect them to get somewhere like 22, 23.
Yeah, no, I agree, Sal. I think you have to take charge of this conference. That finish, that 7-14 finish that we're kind of predicting that looks a lot more realistic, is not going to win you this conference, at least the regular season title. And it's not going to be good heading into that conference tournament, trying to then obviously getting the automatic bid, which is obviously something we've talked about a lot, one bid league, right? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's good enough.
No.
Well,
you're not going to be on this show saying this is more than one bid league.
Fair enough. But you got to give yourself the best shot, right? And I think that UTEP is better than splitting these last few games. Yeah, you got to avenge that horrible, horrible NMSU loss. Of course, La Tech, MTSU, Western Kentucky still on there, and Jack State. It's not going to be a cakewalk by any means, but yeah, 7-14 is not going to cut it, and well, I think this team's better than that.
It's interesting that La Tech and Sam Houston State are near the bottom of this conference right now as it stands, and when it's all said and done, those teams could be easily atop the conference. There's a lot of parity from top to bottom, and I think a lot will change between now and the rest of the season. You talk about things like durability, health purposes, and all that kind of stuff. Home teams are still winning at a very high rate right now, 15-7 right now for home teams. And Sal, we talked about this last time, I'll say it again, there have only been four games out of 22 games in Conference USA that have been decided by 4 points or less.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's an interesting stat.
It's crazy to think. I think that number is going to rise up a lot more, by a significant amount, rather, near the end of the year, especially if games happen to go the way that they went tonight. You get like 2 or 3 weeks of kind of like filling each other out, you know, filling the floor of conference play. But, I mean, you know, going into that fourth week or three and a half week, you got to be able to have an identity on some of these other teams. You know what I mean? So it's going to be a lot closer, man. I really look forward to it. And really quickly, to the point of it being a two-bid league, I've seen a ranked Murray State team who won 25 straight games not make it.
That's right. With Ja Morant.
With Cameron Payne. It was before he got there.
But, I mean, thinking of the Ja Morant.
Yeah. Another one, too, though. We'll stick in Conference USA. A snub in that same year, 2015. Remember Old Dominion? 24-7 Old Dominion. They beat VCU, who's one of their rivals. They beat LSU. They also went 13-5 in Conference USA. And it was a one-bid league. So I know that's not the most impressive record, but that was a damn good team that got snubbed. So.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Man, yeah. I really wish that weren't the case, but it just sucks, man.
Yeah, it really does. By the way, that Murray State team did make it to the NCAA tournament. My apology, with Ja Morant. So, but the one you were talking about, campaign, great one.
Yeah.
Great example right there. So 915-505-6009. That's our telephone number. 600 ESPN El Paso on Twitter next. UTEP Mineto checking in. UTEP had to beat the Flopping Flames. Those guys moved well on the court. Congratulations. The Miners continue to move ahead. This coming in from Eric Fournier. This win doesn't erase the last two blowouts. UTEP versus Hidden Valley Ranch, 89-60, and then New Mexico State, 87-57, 85-57, at home in front of a sold-out Haskins Center. This team is too inconsistent and poorly coached. Eric Fournier is still not in. So, you know, it's interesting, Sal. We had some positivity here on the show. There are some people who are all bought in. There are still some people who are, you know, a little skeptical, cautiously optimistic, and for those people out there, I don't blame them. You know, this league there's way too much parity. If you want to be on the side of UTEP's going to go out and win all of Conference USA and all that, I think it's a bold statement. I think they've got a lot of work to do in order to get there. I do like the chances. I do like where they're at. I do like this team, but there's a lot of work to do in order to actually get to that point.
I'll put it like this. I understand if people are going to be out or if they're all in, but their first four games in Conference USA were an absolute gauntlet. Just look at these names.
That's a good point.
La Tech, Sam Houston, obviously the Aggies, and then at Liberty. And you're going to tell me you're going to win three out of those four games when those four teams, you know, going into the season, you would probably think are going to be top five, top six in Conference USA. And you're able to go 3-1 in the first week as well, when you're still trying to fill out the conference. So, I mean, nah, man, I'm not off. I think this is a great stretch, and it's the fashion that they want it to, especially being at Liberty.
Lance Fleming, let me tell you something, numbnuts. Poorly coached teams don't lose the way that they did Saturday and turn around 4 days later and win a big road game. You have no clue what you have in that dude coaching the Miners. He is special. Talking about Joe Golding. Yeah, I mean, there's people who are fans of Golding for sure. Tristan Pence, kudos to the Miners for responding to a very disappointing loss last Saturday with a tough road win tonight. Elijah Jones and Derek Hamilton were difference makers. Terrell also played a great game. The FIU game is a tricky one. UTEP will have to bring the same energy on Saturday. Gerald Hitter, great job. Let's see if the naysayers jump back in. Jones and his athleticism need to be utilized way more with this team. This is coming in from Burgundy Gold Talk, crabs in a bucket from tonight. That's what he's saying. This is from New Mexico State sports fan. The issue that you're moving to a conference that once UNLV leaves to the pack, it'll be a lower level conference than CUSA. And with UNLV, it's a lateral move. The only thing you save is travel and regionality. There is no being envious. It is going to be a watered down conference in the Mountain West. And the only thing you have is regionality, except for Hawaii. What would you say to that, guys? Any comments on that thought from New Mexico State sports fan? I'd say you're ridiculous, man. I'd say CUSA is terrible. And there's no, I'd still say in whatever watered down version of Mountain West, it's still better than Conference USA, Sal.
I just got to ask the question, and for the Aggie fans, were you upset when your school did not get an invitation into the Mountain West? The answer is obviously yes. Now, don't get me wrong. Over the last years, who's more deserving based on wins and whatnot? I would probably say the Aggies. But at the end of the day, even when you're at the at your best, it's not better than the Miners when they're at their worst.
Ah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Even though they won.
Well, I'm just – yeah, right, exactly. But I would say I – you know, for me, I have no ill will to the Aggies. I think that their program, you know, I love the rivalry. And I think that it will continue to be a rivalry in non-conference. That'll be just – is what it is. But if you're going to go out here and say that CUSA is better than, you know, the Mountain West, what does CUSA have? What is their bell cow? Who is their bell cow? Is it Western Kentucky? Is it Liberty? Like, you want to get excited in this conference about a team like Liberty leading your conference? Delaware, who's coming over to the conference? Missouri State? Really? Like, who is the bell cow of this conference? This is, no. And then... No, I don't even want to go down this rabbit hole. We can do it one day. It's not going to be tonight. Depressed UTEP fans. Minor talk. If this team could get just a little bit more from Trey Horton, they'll go dancing. Where were the Trey Horton minutes tonight over Heb? That was what I was wondering. I was confused. And maybe Heb had a good week of practice. I mean, you know, he was one of the only bright spots in that New Mexico State game. But I don't know how he got more minutes than Trey Horton tonight. I just would throw Trey Horton in over Heb, period, but maybe they saw something in the matchup side that I didn't. This is Milkman Trolley with the Minor Talk Call of the Week. Twerking on your pops. Oh, Trolley Dodgers. Wow. He's awesome. I love him. He's hilarious. 915-505-6009. Andres, John Teicher in the GOAT of all calls for UTEP games, and Colin Deaver is great for the social media presence. Big shout out to Colin. Good stuff, man. Appreciate that, Andy. As we continue, 915-505-6009. Guys, I think we're starting to wind it down here on the program, and I think it's time to start giving out some awards here on the program. Sal... I think we might have to vote, even though we have four. And if we go two and two with, you know, certain people, it's not going to work out. So let's do three people who could be hot hand. I'll give you guys three candidates and we'll all vote. Let's start off with this one in, you know, a guy who probably should be player of the game when it's all said and done, too. Ahmad Bynum, 13 points tonight, 5 of 10 from the floor, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc, 4 rebounds tonight, 17 minutes of action. Otis Frazier III. You could throw him in the hot hand category for what he was doing defensively. 2 steals in this one, 14 points, 6 rebounds in this game when it was all said and done. Elijah Jones, 8 points, 4 for 5, 17 minutes. Wow. Derek Hamilton, 8 points, 3 of 6, 2 rebounds, 16 minutes. And Elijah Jones, by the way, 2 blocks and a steal in this game. 17 minutes of action only. Guys, I'm not going to include Hamilton in that, but I will include Jones. We're going to include Bynum, and we're going to include Frazier. Let's go around the room, Sal. Where you started off. Who are you voting for hot hand?
I'm going to go with Elijah Jones, being 80% from the floor, grabbing rebounds and playing defense. All the stats show it. But he was effective when he was out there. You don't just got to look at the box score. You could just see, oh, who's that number 33 out there making some plays? So give me Elijah Jones.
Alberto, you go ahead.
I'm not going to stray from that. I also like what Elijah Jones did today in the place of Kevin Kalu.
Okay, go ahead, George.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it. Elijah Jones, his activity down low on both ends of the floor just really made up for the absence of Kevin Kalu, and I thought he was locked in.
Man, it's a clean sweep, 4 for 4. Elijah Jones on my side, too. I was going to vote him even if you guys didn't. Elijah Jones, 8 points tonight, 4 for 5. What a game, 2 blocks, a steal, only 17 minutes of action, and he also grabbed 4 rebounds to go along with his productive and active night tonight. That is Elijah Jones winning the hot hand of the game, brought to you by Wind Supply El Paso. You can stay on schedule with Wind Supply El Paso. See why home builders make them their trusted HVAC system supplier. Check them out online, windsupplyelpaso.com. Click the Find a Dealer tab. Check out their champion dealers, their master cool dealers, and you could find somebody who you can work with, a certified champion elite dealer on windsupplyelpaso.com. The award winner here for our hot hand of the game. Let's go over to our player of the game. It's no question about it, and it is Ahmad Bynum. What a game for him. 13 points tonight, 5 of 10 shooting, killed it in this game, 50% from beyond the arc, and Ahmad Bynum hitting the game, the eventual shot to win the game here tonight for the Miners. He finishes, again, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 17 points. And he's coming off the bench, Sal. Best sixth man in conference, you say? I mean, you look on the other side, man. Peter from Liberty, who scored 20. He might have something to say about it, but both those guys, quality sixth man.
Yeah, definitely. And we're going to get a round two out at the Haskins Center in February, so I'm excited for that. Maybe this is the battle for a sixth man of the year. And you hope that's the case just for the sake of nobody getting hurt, but I'm really looking forward to that battle, man.
It should be great, man. Well, guys, we'll be back in action on Saturday. It's FIU. They're coming off a loss against New Mexico State. They're going to want to get a big win tonight. We'll see what happens on that one. We'll have countdown to tip-off 11:30 here in El Paso, and then the game at noon, Minor Talk after the game as well, and we'll lead into the NFL playoffs coming up here on Saturday. But for Alberto Retta, for George Ojardo, for Sal Montes, who was producing the show, who produced the whole broadcast tonight, screened the calls, and is the reason why you can listen to Minor Talk on demand wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Adrian Broaddus. We're signing off tonight, and we're saying so long, and thanks for listening to Minor Talk right here on 600 ESPN El Paso, brought to you by Jack in the Box.
Dogman, the musical, he's coming to El Paso. Saturday, February 1st, bring the whole family for this heartfelt family adventure featuring Dogman. With the head of a dog and the body of a policeman, Dogman loves to fight crime and chew on furniture. From Dav Pikey, the creator of Captain Underpants and Cat Kid Comic Club, Dogman, the musical, performs inside the Abraham Chavez Theater. February 1st, tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Plaza Theater box office.
Do and tie the knot.
Friday, February 14th at Southwest University Park.
As Johnson Jewelers presents a mega marriage. Valentine's Day at noon. Judge Sue Carita will officiate the ceremony. And the first 50 couples to register can get married.
Or renew their vows.
The mega marriage. Registration begins January 14th.
When temperatures fall, you can rise above heating costs with the maximum performance and energy-saving efficiency of a Champion furnace. The complete Champion line is equipped to take on the toughest conditions. So no matter what the season brings, you can depend on a Champion to keep you comfortable while saving money. Visit the Find a Dealer tab and schedule your installation at windsupplyelpaso.com, your local Champion supplier, and learn how you can save up to 50% in energy costs.
This is Steve Kaplowitz, and 600 ESPN El Paso has a great way for you to enjoy sports talk on demand. Download our show by subscribing to the free 600 ESPN El Paso podcasts on your Apple or Google Play device. After that, you can enjoy the best of sports talk each day, delivered commercial-free to your phone or tablet. That's right, all the best calls, interviews, and insight with the touch of a button, so you never miss a moment. 600 ESPN El Paso Podcasts.
It's time we all thought differently about homeless veterans.
I never thought of myself as a veteran, even though I served in the military.
Because when we know who our veterans are...
I never thought of myself as being at risk for homelessness, even though I lost my job and couldn't pay my mortgage anymore.
When we understand how easily anyone can become homeless.
I never thought of hiring a veteran, even though I was looking for someone with leadership skills and training.
When we realize how valuable our veterans are and how we can each make a difference in their lives.
I never thought the VA benefits I'd earned included services for homeless veterans.
And when we understand that VA is here to help, we can end veteran homelessness.
I never thought my life could turn around from being homeless.